Let's pray.
感谢天父上帝，今天让我们一家人在你的面前来仰望你，来敬拜你。你也是我们的天父，你更是我们永远的父，也是使我们永远属于你，在将你为我们所建立的家。愿主你自己的爱和恩这时候充满在我们的心中。祷告感谢，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。让我们大家先一起打开圣经约珥书。
Let us turn to the book of Joel.
第三章。
Joel chapter 3.
18-11节。
Verse 18-21. Minor prophet Joel chapter 3, verse 18-21.
你先来。
Joel chapter 3, verse 18. In that day, the mountain will drip new wine, and the hills will flow with milk. All the ravines of Judah will run with water. A fountain will flow out of the Lord's house and will water the valley of Achaicus. But Egypt will be desolate, Edom a desert waste, because of violence done to the people of Judah, in whose lands they shed innocent blood. Judah will be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem through all generations. Their blood guilt, which I had not pardoned, I will pardon. The Lord dwells in Zion.
约珥书三章十八节，到那日大山要滴甜酒，小山要流奶子，犹大西河都有水流，必有泉源从耶和华的殿中流出来，滋润杂亭谷。埃及必然荒凉，以东变为凄凉的旷野，都因向犹大人所行的强暴，又因在本地流无辜人的血。但犹大必存到永远，耶路撒冷必存到万代。我未曾报复流血的罪，现在我要报复，因为耶和华住在西安。今天的这段经文不是为这个家庭主日特别而选的。
We did not pick this passage specially for today's family day.
这个是按照华语崇拜的这个学习的进度而排到最刚好最后这一段。
It's been specially arranged according to the sermon series at the Chinese service.
那我知道在华英崇拜的弟兄姐妹，你们现在在学创世纪。
And you know that those in the bilingual service, you have just finished the series in Genesis.
但是另外今天又是家庭主日。
But on the other hand, it's family day today.
我们所学习的事情呢，在应用的时候应该再回到我们的生活里面。
And so on the application part, it would be back to our lives in our families.
那么你说今天这段经文都是在跟犹太人讲话的，跟我们家庭有什么关系？
You might say this is for the people of Judah. What is it going to do with our families?
但是当我们了解上帝之后，
But if we know God,
上帝对我们每个人都是有关系的。
God is relevant to all of us.
而肯定跟我们今天的家庭主日一定有关系的。
And therefore it's definitely relevant to our family day today.
所以让我们再把经文看得详细一点。
Therefore, let's look at it more specifically.
在这段经文里面提到三件事情。
There are three events in this passage.
也就是今天我的这个题目。
And this will be my topic.
就是说犹大
Judah,
耶路撒冷
Jerusalem,
圣殿
and the temple.
要永永远远存着。
And all these three will last forever.
这个是这段经文里面上帝所应许的。
And this is the promise of God in the passage.
让我很简单再把这个约珥书的事情跟大家讲一下。
Let me recap the message of Joel.
其实这一本书是以色列的上帝。
And this is about the God of Israel.
也是他们的父亲。
Who is their heavenly father.
以色列跟上帝的关系在旧约里面是父亲跟儿子的关系。
And the relationship between Israel and Judah, and God is a father and son relationship.
而以色列这个民族
，the people, as a race,
是上帝的这个孩子
，is the child of God.
那么约珥书是在讲呢这家里面发生的事情。
And so the book of Joel speaks about what is happening in this family.
这个家的父亲上帝管教他自己的孩子。
And the father of this family, God, is punishing his own son.
因为他的孩子呢，不但不听话，而且还违背，而且做出很多的罪恶。
Because not only is this son disobedient and rebel against him, he also committed many sins.
但是上帝不是因为一两天那么就生气的。
But he is not angry just for a few things.
上帝让他们经过几百年了之后。
After a few hundred years.
而在这几百年当中，上帝一直不断的借着先知劝他们，这个帮助他们，劝他们改过。
And throughout these centuries, God sent prophets to ask them to repent.
但是他们还是硬着心。
But they have hardened their hearts.
所以上帝呢说他要惩罚他们。
And this is why God says he wants to punish them.
那么就在这个约珥书里面。
And in the book of Joel,
你就看到上帝一方面很严厉地说我一定惩罚你们。
On one hand, God is said very harshly that I will surely punish you.
但是另外一方面上帝说我还要呢帮助你们还要更新你们。
But God also said that I will refresh you and I will renew you.
所以今天我们所看到的是那一个呢正面的是那一个要更新的是要呢恢复他们的。
So today we will look at the positive sides which talks about their renewal.
那么在这里上帝提到三件事。
And these three things,
对于他的子民犹大
to his people, the Jews,
对于这个圣城耶路撒冷
to the holy city Jerusalem,
对于圣殿
and to the temple.
这个很重要的三件事。
These three things,
上帝说我要让他们永远存在。
They will last forever.
但是各位
brothers and sisters,
你一读你就知道这里有一个很大的问题。
You know that notice a special problem here.
这个永远的存在
，this lasting forever.
前面讲的那三件事都是地上的。
All this are talking about earthly things.
耶路撒冷城，耶路撒冷圣殿
，whether it's the city or the temple.
还有这个犹大国
，and the kingdom of Judah.
说要永远都在
，would it last forever?
怎么样呢？
How would this happen?
可能吗?
Is it possible?
物质的东西可以永远在吗?
Can material things last forever?
上帝这样的一个应许是不是一个夸大的讲法?
Is this just an exaggeration?
是不是上帝的一种表达方式而已?
Or is it just rhetorical?
如果是的话,
If this is so,
那我们听听就好。
Or then we will just take it at superficial value.
如果不是的话,
If not,
那么这里有一个问题。
Then we'll have to confront this.
你在旧约先知书里面，每次上帝讲应许的时候
，Whenever God speaks a promise，
你注意一件事情
，You will notice this.
你一定要注意到这件事情
，You must.
上帝每次只讲结果
，God only talks about the final outcome.
他从来没有讲说我要怎么做
，But he doesn't talk about how he will achieve it.
跟没有交代说他会怎么样做到这个结果。
He was not talk about the process to reach the final outcome.
他说犹大耶路撒冷城圣殿要存到永远。
Yes, he says Judah, the temple and the city will last forever.
不过他没有说我会怎么样使这个事情发生的。
But he doesn't say how he will make it happen.
那么这边就留给我们很大的问题。
And this becomes a big issue for us.
在这两千多年的教会的这个传统里面
，throughout church history，
我们就有很多人去解释这样的事情。
Many of us have tried to explain it.
但是我们还是靠主自己呢来帮助我们，他到底要讲什么
？But in the end, we still need to depend on God to tell us what is the revelation.
我们在约珥书里面看到的，只是这样短短的一些几句话。
Only in these few verses in Joel.
但是同样的事情，上帝借着其他的先知讲得更加的详细。
But through the other prophets, we will know it in greater detail.
我们接下来要看一些的这个经文的幻灯。
So let us look at some other passages.
你们看得到吗
？Are the words too small?
OK. 首先呢，我们到以西结书四十七章。
First in Ezekiel chapter 47.
刚才在那段经文里面有讲到有一种水。
Just now we talk about water.
这个水呢，会这个是甜的。
And this water will be sweet.
那么这个水是从上帝的这个殿呢流出来的。
And it flows out from the Lord's house.
在以西结书四十七章第一跟第二节里面
，And we see in Ezekiel chapter 37, the first one two verses,
就把这个事情讲得更加的详细。
It talks about this fountain that has flowing out water.
那么在以西结呢，就是这段经文，上帝说我要给你们一个新的殿。
And it is in this chapter that God talks about the new temple that will be built.
然后第一节他就说。在殿的门槛下有水往东流出来。
He said, "I saw water flowing out from under the threshold of the temple."
那么另外一章
，Second slide，
在第八节的时候
In verse 8,
他说这个水要往东方流去。
This water flows towards the eastern region.
然后在第九节的时候
，And in verse 9,
给你看到这个水所到之处
，And we see that everywhere the water flows,
东西都能够长
，It makes everything grow.
然后都各能够成有医治的这个作用
，And it has healing properties.
所以我们看到呢，是这样的一个事情，上帝要做成的。
And we see this is what God wants to accomplish.
我们再看下一章
，Next.
啊，这里。在第十二节的说，这水呢就是从圣殿流出来的。
And here it says again that the water is from the sanctuary that flows to them.
但是他没有讲说这样的事情是怎么样会做到的。
Of course, it again doesn't say how does it exactly happen.
另外，现在我们要注意到另外一件事情。
Another thing.
就是关于这个犹大要永永远远存在。
That the kingdom of Judah will last forever.
怎么样呢
？How does it happen?
那么这个在这个以西结书三十七章那里。
Again in Ezekiel chapter 37,
在二十四节他说：“我的仆人大卫必做他们的王。”
In verse 24, it says, "My servant David will be king over them."
你知道现在大卫已经死了。
But you know that David is dead.
所以上帝说我大卫要做他的王。
How is David supposed to be king?
啊，而且呢，在二十五节他说，我的仆人大卫必做他们的王，直到永远。
And in verse 25, it says that my servant will be their prince forever.
所以这里当然不是讲那个死去的大卫。
So obviously, it's not talking about the David who is dead.
但是呢，就是这样的一位呢，要重新做王，而且到永远。
And here there will be a king and prince that will be forever.
那如果有王出现到永远，那个国就到永远了。
Of course, if there is a king that lasts forever, there will be a kingdom that will be forever.
这在以西结我们看到呢比较清楚的这一方面的事情。
And here we have look at it in greater detail from Ezekiel.
然后我们再看下一章，这里也是在这个以西结书。
This is also from Ezekiel.
然后呢，讲到这个圣殿要到永远。
Talking about how this temple will be forever.
在刚才的那一章里面，这个二十六节他说：“我要在你们中间设立我的圣所，直到永远。”
And in chapter 37, verse 26, he says, "I will make a covenant of peace, that will establish forever."
二十八节说：“我的圣所在以色列人中间要到永远。”
Again in verse 28 of chapter 37, "My sanctuary is among them forever."
所以你说这个呢？怎么做
？So again, how is this to happen?
但是这里上帝表达得很清楚，要做这样的事。
But clearly, God has wants this to happen.
我们看下一章，我们在约翰福音第二章十九、二十、二十一的时候，我们听到主耶稣讲这样的一段话。
Then we see in John chapter 2 what Jesus said.
他说：“你们呢，这个圣殿拆毁了三天，我再把它建起来。”
Jesus said, "Destroy this temple, and I'll raise it again in 3 days."
二十一节说，耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿。
And verse 21 makes it clear the temple he had spoken was of his body.
注意了，耶稣说这个殿就是他的身体，他的身体就是这个殿。
Take note, the temple is his body. His body is the temple.
然后在这个约翰福音第四章，他跟撒玛利亚妇人讲一段话。
Then in John chapter 4, this conversation between Jesus and the Samaritan woman.
他说：“凡喝这个水的不会再渴，永远不会再渴，而且好像一个泉源在他里面一直不断流出来。”
He says, "Indeed, the water I give will be in him a spring of water, swelling to eternal life."
而这个水是由耶稣给的。
And this water comes from Jesus.
那么他又是这个他的身体，也就是那个殿。
And we remember that the body is his temple.
来到《使徒行传》第二章三十六节。
Moving on to Acts chapter 2.
主耶稣被钉死，然后复活升天。
After Jesus is dead, resurrected, and ascended.
然后圣灵降临。
Then the Holy Spirit came.
然后彼得在那一天就讲话。
This is what Peter said on that day of Pentecost.
然后他讲到这一段话。
He said this.
二章三十节他说，大卫呢有曾经讲说，有一位呢以后要在他的位置上呢做王。
That David has prophesied that one day there will be a king that will sit on his throne forever.
那么这个彼得说，他说， 以色列全家当确实地知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督，就是为王了。
And this is what Peter said. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this: God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. And Christ therefore means the Anointed One, which is the King.
也是在路加福音前面这个开始的时候，天使跟玛利亚讲。
And this is what the angel says to Mary.
你要怀孕生子。
You will be with child.
但是你这个子呢，要坐在大卫宝座上做王。
But this child will sit on the throne of David forever.
现在你看呢，王出现了。
And now we see Jesus is this king.
犹大的王。
The king of Judah.
而主耶稣被钉死呢，就是因为他坚持他是犹大的以色列人的王。
And we recall that the reason why Jesus crucified is because he admits that he is indeed the king of the Jews.
而犹太人当时的宗教领袖跟比拉多就是不能够接受说，你说是我跟你讲，你不是我把你钉死。
And the religious leaders and Pontius Pilate crucified him because he said that he is the king of the Jews.
但是上帝叫他再活过来。
But God has resurrected him.
就是向人家说他是。
To vindicate that indeed he is.
复活最重要是要表达这一点。
And this is the meaning of resurrection.
上帝呢 vindicate, 上帝重新确定他是的。
That God vindicates that indeed he is the king of the Jews.
那么现在剩下耶路撒冷城了。
And now, finally, the holy city, Jerusalem.
这个永远的耶路撒冷城怎么样出现呢？
How does this city appear?
在启示录21:2.
We find this in Revelation chapter 21.
这个永远的耶路撒冷城是从天而降的。
This holy city, the New Jerusalem, comes down from heaven.
这个约翰年老的时候，在拔摩岛呢，主耶稣启示他。
The old John at the island of Patmos see this revelation.
看到这个事情原来是这样子的。
See that all this will be so in this way.
然后最后一章，在启示录22:1-5。
In Revelation chapter 22,
你在这里你看到那个圣殿，那个圣殿流的水跟那个圣城永永远远，以及住在这里面的人永永远远。
And we see that indeed there was this holy city.With the water flowing out of it, and the people living inside will also be forever.
各位
brothers and sisters,
刚才我们的约珥书，上帝的应许已经实现了。
The prophecy from the book of Joel in our passage today, all this has materialized.
而且是透过耶稣这样的一件事情，这么特别的一个方式实现。
And all this happened manifested because of Jesus.
今天告诉我们一件什么事情？
What does this tell us today?
上帝怎么样处理他家里的事？
God, this is how God deals with his family matters.
我们往往想说，上帝说的这些话应该是在地上呢，这样。
We often think that, oh, God, the, what God said will happen on earth this way.
我简单的再给大家那个犹太人的历史。
Let me talk about the Israelite history again.
在主耶稣诞生前。
Before Jesus was born.
犹太人呢有机会重新再回到他们的国的这个土地上。
The Israelites are able to go back to the land of Judah.
甚至他们曾经呢自己统治自己自治100年。
And for 100 years they were able to self rule.
这个是不是犹大国是不是又在重新出现呢
？Is this kingdom really the kingdom of God?
那么他们在亡国之后的70年以后。那么开始呢，他们呢又回到耶路撒冷。
And so because after the kingdom has fallen, they were able to come back to Jerusalem.
然后他们也重建耶路撒冷。
And they rebuilt Jerusalem.
我们圣经中的尼希米、以斯拉就是在讲这个事情。
Ezra Nehemiah talks about this event.
也同时圣殿再建起来。
And indeed the temple was rebuilt.
是不是这个就是说上帝的话应许实现了
？Does it mean that this is the manifestation of God's word?
然后一直到主耶稣之后70年
，and after Jesus, in AD 70,
罗马人再一次把这些的全部都铲掉。
All this, the city, the temple is destroyed.
一直到今天
，until today.
除了以色列复国之外
except that the kingdom of Israel has been restored.
那以色列城也还没有出现
，the
耶路撒冷城。
The city of Jerusalem has not been fully restored.
只剩下一堵破墙，叫做库墙。
Only a wailing wall.
然后圣殿现在呢还没有恢复。
The temple is not restored.
那你说
？And
我们怎么看这件事？
How should we see all these things?
主耶稣讲他的身体就是圣殿了。
Jesus said his body will be this temple.
而他的生命他流出来的就是那个活水了。
And what flows out of him is the living water.
他也就是以色列的王了。
He is the
king, 犹大王了。
King of this kingdom.
而且他是已经是永永远远的。
And he will be forever.
而耶路撒冷城呢，是天上下来的，不是地上建出。
And this new Jerusalem comes from heaven, not from the earth.
如果耶稣的对的话，
If Jesus is right,
那我们就是要这样看。
This is how we should see this fulfillment.
上帝对约珥书的应许已经实现。
That the prophecy to Joel has been fulfilled.
不是我们所想象的，让我们在地上，我们人在把这三件事情把它建起来。
It's not through our human hands that we will build all these things.
上帝重新建立他的家。
God rebuilds his own family.
上帝重新复兴他的这个百姓。
To restore his people.
上帝重新在我们的这个破裂的这个困难跟这样的一个问题的里面，所带给我们的解决的方式。
And his solution to all our brokenness, all our troubles.
真的不是我们所想象得到的。
It's not how we have imagined it.
我们就是用逻辑上就是这样想。
Logically, we might think this is so.
应该是不是怎么样子我们恢复耶路撒冷，怎么样子我们成为一个政治的独立国，怎么样子我们把圣殿再使到它可以呢这个有功用有作用。
This is how we rebuild this city. This is how we will gain our own independence.
我们也常常以为说我们的问题，我们的事情，上帝应该这样子帮我们，应该是这样子的，应该就我等着看着这个才叫做上帝有听我的祷告。
And we also think similarly in terms of our own problems. This is how God will answer my prayer. This is how my problems will go away.
但是事实呢，真的是叫我们很大的意外。
But what has happened has been out of our own imagination.
你知道，如果上帝照我们那种想法去复兴以色列的话，
If God had indeed restored Israel through the way we think,
一定是一直永远没有战争，永远战争不停的。
It will be wars that will never end.
又一直战争在战争，才能够得回那些东西。
And wars after war in order to regain and reclaim all these things.
会不会我们常常以为上帝要解决我们的问题，应当就是某一个想法，一直我们做啊，再做啊，再做，越搞越糟。
Is it because we always think that in order for God to answer our prayers, it must be in certain way, and therefore the more we do, the worse it becomes?
你没有想到上帝是用耶稣来完成这件事情。
And you have not thought that God will indeed use Jesus to complete all these things.
他没有伤害到另外一个人。
That he has not harmed anyone in this way.
他也不需要用到一个军队去把世俗的敌人打掉打垮。
He doesn't need an army to destroy all these enemies.
他登上王位他不需要流血了。
And to claim his throne he doesn't need to shed any blood.
反而是他自己牺牲了。
But rather it is his own sacrifice.
而且他是永远做王了。
And he is king forever.
这个犹大国从此开始因为犹大王出现了。
And this kingdom appears because the king has appeared.
这个接下来每时每刻任何一个人称主耶稣是主，你是王的时候，这个国呢就多一个人。
And therefore, whenever anyone calls Jesus as Lord, there will be one more citizen of this kingdom.
这个犹大国就一直永远的不断的扩大下去。
And this kingdom will continue to expand and will last forever.
不需要战争
，no wars.
不需要再有人与人之间的那一种呢败坏。
Depravity between humanity.
这个圣殿不再是要用呢这一个。这个残酷的手段去把它要回来。
And you do not use cruel methods to get this land.
而要朝见上帝，不需要受到时间空间的影响。
And to see the Lord, you do not need to be restricted by time space.
不会说因为我到那个地方，我不能够见主面。
Or say that, oh, because I'm not at that place, so I cannot see the Lord.
耶稣就是圣殿。
Because Jesus is the temple.
任何时刻。我们就在圣殿当中。
And at any one point, we are in this temple.
其实保罗在以弗所书说，我们就是在这个圣殿中了。
And therefore, Paul says in Ephesians that we are in this temple.
而不单是犹大人、犹太人。
And not only the Jews.
连非犹太人现在都可以在里面。
Even the Gentiles can be inside this temple.
比这更美、更好。
And a lot more glorious than what we imagined.
而至于那个耶路撒冷城。
As for the holy city Jerusalem,
不是我们去靠我们的武力去巩固、去保护、去得到那种安全。
And we do not find security in this city through military means.
那个是上帝从天降下为我们给我们的。
And this will come out of heaven to give to us.
让我们今天重新对上帝怎么解决问题，我们有一个改变，有一个愿意打开心来向着上帝。
And let us have a transformed understanding on how does God solve all these things, and let us open our hearts to His methods.
首先，我们肯定相信上帝一定继续看住这个家。
That we entrust that indeed God will always watch over this family.
哪怕他就是狠狠的在管教这个家里面的人。
Even if he was punishing.
但是这个天父最后是要再把这个家建起来的。
But this heavenly Father wants to restore this family.
但是这个家被重新建立起来。
And as we are restored,
这个家的困难怎么样解决？
How our problems will be solved?
这个家的问题怎么样子胜过？
How do we overcome these difficulties?
上帝只是告诉我们说，他一定跟我们在一起走过。
We know that God will walk through all this with us.
有时候我们不一定知道那个步骤，那一个是怎么样子。
Sometimes we do not know the steps or the way.
但是也不要我们限定上帝做事情的方式。
But let us not limit the way God can do His things.
我们一天一步一步不断的这个信靠。
And we just learn to trust the Lord every step of the way.
还有最后一件事情，到头来这个家被建立起来的话。
And finally, when this family is restored,
我们要问又为了什么
？We must know why.
是不是上帝就是偏心，就是要使以色列人壮大。
Is it because God is biased towards the people of Israel?
其他的人都给他比下去。
So that all the rest of the people will be put to shame.
然后以色列人犹大国在世界上呢，就是最高最行的。
So that this kingdom of Israel will be the best in this world.
我想圣经不是这样讲的。
It is not for this reason.
但是我们很容易以为是这样子。
But we often think that it must be this way.
你还记得亚伯拉罕吗？
Let us remember Abraham,
犹太人的老祖宗。
The forefather of the Israelites.
上帝说：“我要使你呢伟大，我要使你富足。”
That he says, I will make you great.
但是要你也同时成为别人的祝福。
But you are great so that you can be a blessing to all nations.
而不是只是让你大而已，其他的人呢就列国呢我就给他们完蛋。
It's not so that he is great and everybody is destroyed and be small.
不是这样子的。
It's not for this reason.
而是他呢可以成为这个别人的这个祝福。
It's so that he can be a blessing to all people.
我们看到说这个是上帝的心意。
And we see that this is indeed the will of God.
你说上帝复兴我们。
That God restore us.
上帝眷顾我们。
Watching over us.
上帝是在这引导我们。
And guiding us.
但是你说为了什么？
For what is it for?
就是为了我们好而好而已嘛。
So that we can have a good life, is it just for this?
我想上帝要复兴，上帝要带回这一些好。
I believe that God restores and bring all these good things.
是要重新，上帝真的是在我们当中做主做王。
So that indeed God can be Lord over our lives.
而我们真的是尊上帝是上帝。
And we indeed honor Him as the Lord.
所以有时候在这个过程的里面
And so sometimes in this process,
有一些很难的事情要面对
We have to face some great difficulties
但是请你不要误会
But do not misunderstand
我不是很同意那种讲法什么事情都上帝安排上帝旨意
I do not think that everything is according to God's will, God's plan
很多时候是我们自己搞的
Sometimes it's our own plans
但是就是我们搞坏了
But even if we messed up
上帝还是要帮助我们。
But God still wants to help us.
你读创世纪，你就看到这一点。
And you see this in Genesis.
但是呢，帮助我们做什么
？But all this help is because
帮助我们重新认回上帝。
So that we know that He indeed He is the Lord.
而真的是走在上帝的道路上面。
And we walk according to His way.
所以不是说。上帝让他遭遇这个打击，那么因此他认识上帝，所以这个是上帝的安排。
and not say, oh, because he faced this difficulty, so he come to know the Lord, oh, so this difficulty was the plan of God.
所以很多人呢很难接受我们基督徒讲话真的是很那个什么上帝故意整死他然后死到他那去信耶稣。
So sometimes non-Christians cannot accept our beliefs and say, oh, God punish, do all these things to him so that he can come to know the Lord.
我也是不同意基督徒这样讲的。
I also disagree with this point of view.
但是是怎么讲呢？
So how should we say?
是的，
yes.
你错了，你这个遭受到这一切的种种打击。
Yes, you messed up and you face all these difficulties.
就好像以色列人这个不听上帝的话，就以色列人遭遇到种种的这个灾难苦难。
Just as how the Israelites, because of their sin, they face all this crisis.
但是在这个过程的当中，
but throughout all this,
上帝一直向他们说话，上帝一直呼吁他们。
God continues to speak to them.
而他们肯回应的时候，
and when they are willing to respond,
他们开始就走到另外一个不同的方向去。
And they can go in a different direction.
是这样子的。
And this is what we believe.
而不是一定是上帝让他吃尽苦头，使到他最后呢不得不信上帝。
And not that, oh, God has to punish him so that he has to no choice but to believe.
我们的上帝是有怜悯有恩慈，不是这样折磨人的。
God is not somebody who tortures, but somebody with compassion.
所以保罗会说，凡事互相效力。
So that Paul says that it is all for the good.
但是只有呢爱主的人得益处。
So that those who love the Lord will benefit from it.
就是这样的一个理由。
And this is what it means.
我们看到说主最终是要复兴。
And the final goal of God is restoration.
主最终是要再帮助以色列人重新站起来。
And to help the Israelites stand on their own feet.
并且是永远的。
And this is forever.
他已经做到了。
And he has accomplished this.
他已经为以色列人做到了，也为我们做到。
And for us, for the Jews, all this has been done.
我们今天，我们这个家，我们自己的家，我们可以重新再一次坚定的来信靠我们的上帝，来走我们前面的路。
And this family, our family, can once again, because of what God has done, come back to the Lord with this relationship.
所以接下来， and 我们作为一个大家庭，
so all of us as this family,
接下来有 我们的区牧有我们的长子，有一些同工，
some of our zone pastors and some of elders and deacons
来带领我们在这个家里面，为做家里面的各样的这个事情，我们在接下来我们一起来祷告，来仰望。
And will lead us in order to pray for this family, Jubilee family. 我们现在 作为一家人， 让我们 为着我们教会里面的 年轻家庭，不管是婴孩还是怀孕还是有小孩的，我们都为着我们家里面的这些年轻的家庭，让我们现在同心，我们开声为他们来祷告。 我们同心祷告。我们在天上的父，你是一切恩典的源头，若不是你建造这个家，建造的人就枉然。在你的恩典里面，你让我们能够从下一代里面看到盼望。从怀孕到生产到长大，一切的路都由你来保守。 我们把这些年轻的家庭都交在你手里，愿你借着他们完成你的旨意。叫小孩能够来认识你，叫家长用你的话来喂养他们，让教会能够叫他们在爱中里面不断的成熟，叫他们既能明白我们的过去，又让他们来开拓我们的将来。 让洗年堂像是一个在水边的好土壤，让他们按时候能够结出果子来。家长、教会，我们一起来同心，愿我们手所做的工，求主你来建立。
阿们。
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
阿们。我们这时候要为